Well, our spring fundraiser is underway, and in the next hour, we need your help to raise $250. Doesn't seem like much, right? Outbeat Radio and the other programs you enjoy on KRCB come to you every week without commercials. But that means we need your help to keep the music and programming on the air and streaming online. We've got some really wonderful thank you gifts for your donation just at $40. And you can check them out now on our website at donate.krcb.org. And be sure to stay tuned for Outbeat Radio tonight. We have some exclusive tickets that aren't even available for purchase yet in exchange for your support. A quick check of your weather. You can expect clear skies tonight. It's going to be really nice until Friday when rain returns. It's 8 p.m. Stay with us. Outbeat Radio is next.
Welcome to Outbeat Radio on KRCB Windsor Santa Rosa, a program that focuses on issues by, for, and or about members of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender communities. You can hear Outbeat Radio every Sunday night at 8 p.m.
This is Living Proof, and we're your hosts. I'm Dr. Diana Grayer, and next to me is my co-host and wife, Sheridan Gold. We want to take a moment to send our condolences to the family of Gilbert Baker, our dear brother who passed this Friday. And you'll hear more about this in our news. He was the creator and founder of the beautiful flag, the rainbow flag that we all love dearly and we post everywhere around us. And it was, you know, Cher and I, we were talking about that he refused to trademark this flag, you know, and because, you know, he wanted it to belong to all of us, LGBTQ and all the other labels and issues. So I just want to just say I'm so sorry to hear of his loss. It was such a beautiful gesture not to trademark it and have it be for all of us. So you'll hear more about Gilbert from the news from our engineer, Greg Moralia. But we have a guest in studio, and she's a dear friend, and her name is Brandy T. Jones. And for all of you and all of your fans out there, Brandy, welcome so much to the show.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Brandy in the house. She's in the house. So Brandy is an author, a speaker, financial consultant, so stick around so you can hear some tips, educator, and a radio host. So she has her own radio show that airs every Thursday, and we're going to learn more about that as we talk. So it's called Journey to Balancing Your Life. And right. We learn all about all these hats that Brandy wears.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. And we are very excited to learn more about you, Brandy.
Thank you.
But first, as usual, here's news and events with Outbeat member and our engineer, Greg Moralia.
I have found Outbeat Radio News, your source for LGBT news from the North Bay and beyond.
This is Greg Moralia with your Outbeat Radio News for the week of April 2nd, 2017. Gilbert Baker, the creator of the rainbow flag, passed away on Friday at his home in New York. He was 65. Friends say he passed peacefully in his sleep. A vigil was held Friday evening at Castro and Market in San Francisco. Cleve Jones, a close friend of Baker's, spoke to a crowd of over 200 and described his friend as a drag queen, a sister of perpetual indulgence, a revolutionary, a hippie, and someone who dedicated his life to his community and to the movement. Jones recalled helping Baker hand-dye each of the original 8 colors of the rainbow flag. It was 1978 when the flag was first raised at San Francisco's UN Plaza. It instantly became a hit, and today is recognized internationally as a symbol of the LGBT community.
At the vigil, Jones explained that Baker never patented his idea and never made a dime from the rainbow flag. While Jones was speaking, the extra-large rainbow flag that flies on the pole Baker helped to have installed at Market and Castro was lowered and replaced with a brand new flag. Jones told the crowd that Baker always believed that the brilliant colors of the rainbow flag were there to bring hope in times of sadness. The crowd then marched down Castro Street to 18th Street in honor of Baker. You can see pictures and video from the vigil on our website at outbeatnews.com. And in another anti-LGBT move, Donald Trump signed an executive order last week allowing federal contractors to discriminate against LGBT employees. Trump's order revokes three previous orders signed by President Barack Obama, including Executive Order 13673, the Fair Pay and Safe Workplace Order. The order signed in 2014 required companies receiving sizable federal contracts to demonstrate that they have acted in compliance for at least 3 years with federal laws prohibiting discrimination based on sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender stereotyping. Federal contractors will no longer have to prove compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act and the Rehabilitation Act, which prohibit discrimination based on HIV status and other disabilities. And here in California, James Wesley Howell of Charleston, Indiana, the man who told police he was headed to a gay pride event in Southern California last summer and who was found with a loaded assault weapon and chemicals mixed and ready to explode in his car, has pleaded not guilty to those weapons charges. Authorities say Howell was stopped in Santa Monica in June of 2016 with a loaded AR-15 rifle and magazines rigged to allow shots to be fired in quick succession. They say he also had 15 pounds of chemicals mixed that were ready to explode. Howell said he was going to the gay pride event in West Hollywood. That was the same day that 49 people were killed at the Pulse massacre in Orlando, Florida. LGBTQ Nation previously reported that Howell was on probation and didn't have permission to leave Indiana after pleading guilty to misdemeanor intimidation charges. Authorities there are still seeking to have him returned as a probation violator. And here locally, Food for Thought, which provides nutritional support to those living with HIV and other serious illnesses in Sonoma County, is proud to announce the 22nd annual Spring Home and Garden Tour. This highly anticipated event gives ticket buyers exclusive access to several stunning private homes, gardens, and properties within the county. The 2017 locations celebrate a range of architecture, native plants, unique trees, and succulents. Funds raised by the tour go to provide fresh weekly groceries, nutrition education, and a congregate lunch program for Food for Thought clients. The Home and Garden Show takes place on May 28th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and you can learn more at fftfoodbank.org. And finally, KRCB's Spring Fundraiser is underway, and this is a great opportunity for our wonderful Outbeat Radio fans to support the station that brings you LGBT news and programming every week. Your donation is fully tax deductible, and no amount is too small to make a big difference. We have a large selection of terrific thank you gifts for your donation starting at $40. But tonight, we have something really special. The Grayton Resort and Casino is donating two pairs of tickets to the Sonoma County Pride Concert on June 2nd, featuring Steve Grand and Billy Gilman. And we'll give two tickets away to the first caller who donates $100 to KRCB. What a deal! You can support Outbeat Radio and KRCB at the same time and attend this very special Pride Celebration concert. So now is the time to call 707-584-2020. That's 707-584-2020. We have operators standing by to take your call. For a calendar of LGBT news and events happening here in the North Bay, go to gaysonoma.com. And for all the latest LGBT news headlines we're following, go to our website at outbeatnews.com. For KRCB's Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moralia.
Outbeat Radio News, your source for LGBT news from the North Bay and beyond.
And if you just joined us, this is Living Proof with Diane and Sheridan. And just to remind you, if you didn't hear Greg talk about it, go to donate.krcb.org and pledge. If you want to keep seeing this wonderful LGBT programming continue with funds being cut left and right, please help us out and go online and donate as much as you can. We really appreciate it. We have a goal of making $250 this hour. So get on the phones, peoples.
Get on the phone.
All right. So tonight we're in studio with Brandy T. Jones, woman extraordinaire.
Woman extraordinaire. I like that, Cher. So, Brandy, as I introduce you, you wear all these different hats. Mm. So what we're going to do is let the audience get to know you by you talking about each of those different hats. Okay. So let's go with being an author, because something else is happening coming up soon.
Yes.
So tell us about what you're writing about. And
well, I'm an author, but it just started last year, so I'm really excited. And it's just a chapter at each book. So it's been 4 books, and it's taken different areas of my life. I'm a military child, so I was a military brat. And as you grow out of the military era and you become an adult, you have these little areas in your life where are missing, or you don't know what happened. So I took those parts of my life and put them in chapters in different books. And the one started out with me being a single mom, financially insecure, not having enough to do anything with my daughter. That was the first book. The second one came out with me having no home, no foundation, you know, always traveling around, so not knowing exactly where I was supposed to be. The next book that's coming out is about me being a lesbian. At a very early age, I knew.
How early?
I was age 4.
Oh!
And so, you know, all these years, keeping that secret, you know, and being, again, a military child, raised with a father that was in the military, you don't discuss those kind of things. So I held it until I actually came out when I was 38, in my 30s. But before that, it was, yeah. I knew something was different, not wrong, but just different. And so now I'm able to tell my story.
Wow. I can't wait to hear it. I mean, we'll read it, but we'll learn a little bit more later. Okay, let's get through these hats.
Well, you mentioned 4 books, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And then there's one, there's a second version of the first book. Mm-hmm. It has a little spiritual type twist to it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so, where can people find these books?
I have 3 of them on Amazon, okay, and then the last one will be out in November. So, and I will give you more information about that later.
Later, that's right, later. So, okay, so you're an author. I'm curious about how you decided you wanted to write about all this stuff.
Well, I have a business partner, you know, and a business coach, actually. And, you know, when my coach says do something, I do. And she had been asked to write a book, and she had several on the shelf as well. So she told me, her saying is to lean into something that's new. So she called me into her office one day when we was at a workshop, and she called me and she said, Brandy, I want you to lean in. I said, oh, what am I going to do now? And she said, you have an opportunity to write your story down. And I said, are you serious? Do you really think I could do that? So I had a friend that I have a ghostwriter. I tell her my story and she puts it and make it pretty. And that's how it started.
Wow.
And then everything else started coming out because it was in me to be told. Mm-hmm. My story, and each book I've written, each chapter, my story has helped somebody. So you never know. And I say everyone has a story. And we need to get it out there so someone can benefit from it. Mm-hmm. It's not working if it stays inside of us.
I love that. Lean in. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yes, yes.
I know you could be all shaky, right. but you took it.
Yes,
took the challenge.
I did.
Beautiful.
And I had fun with it.
Wow, wonderful. I think in the process, you probably have grown as well.
I have. Each one took me another step higher and closer to my goal of being complete. I'm putting my life together as I see as an adult now. So there's no more rough edges there. It's all coming together.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, that's one hat, y'all. We'll get into different parts of it if we need to later. But what about the speaker part of yourself, your hat you wear?
The speaker part, again, with my business coach. She has a very large following in the business field. And I support her a lot. And again, telling my story out loud, okay, living it is one thing, but being able to share it and tell someone else and touch somebody else in a way that they have not even thought was going to happen is moving. So I have gotten on stages and tell my story about me and my daughter having only $5 in my pocket to celebrate with her where I can feed her, but I couldn't eat myself. Mm. That's my story.
Wow.
And that's the one that carries me and follows me all around.
Wow. So, okay, since let's piggyback on that. Okay, the story.
The story.
Financial consultant.
Yes.
So let's just tap into that. Share
many,
that hat.
Many years ago, when I was married, divorced, had my daughter, and during the time of divorcing and, you know, traveling around, I became financial, didn't have enough. Even though I've had jobs, I've also had bills. Mm. So I was heavily in debt. And raising my daughter, I always had the same, it was me and her against the world. And I had to supply for her, support her, and do the things for her. And the story about the McDonald's was she came home one day, had a great, great card, all A's, and I wanted to celebrate with her. And her favorite place was going to McDonald's. But when we got to McDonald's, she ordered a Big Mac, a Big Fries, and a Big Soda. And when I went up to pay for it, it was $4.95. When I went in my wallet, all I had was $5. So I was able to feed my daughter, and I was not able to eat. And that was the first time I had told my daughter a little white lie that Mama wasn't hungry. And in that process, she said, well, Mama, you can have a French fry. I said, thank you. But from that point on, watching my daughter eat and knowing that I wanted to eat as well made me step back and say, I have to change. There has to be something I do differently. And from that point, I started asking. Before that, I would never ask for help. Mm. And when I started asking, people was there to help me. So when I came out of debt, I was able to turn around and reach back to somebody else and assist them and tell them. So my slogan is, every $5 matters because you matter. Mm. And that's how my business started.
Wow. It's powerful. Mm. It's moving. Mm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And so the business itself, how do you operate that? How does it?
In my business has three areas. Mm-hmm. I teach people how to budget because they're in debt paying bills. Mm-hmm. I teach them how to budget. I teach them how to save, and that's saving $5 bills. And then I go into their credit when they need the credit, because most time we don't know anything about our credit until we get ready to make a big purchase, a car or a house. And then you look at your credit and there's something in there you could have cleared up, but you can't do it now. So now it's going to wait and prolong everything else. So those are the three areas I work with in my business.
Say this again.
The budget, mm-hmm. savings, and then credit. Mm-hmm. And I'm different from financial planners and financial managers, because people bring their bills, stacks of bills to me that have not opened because they become afraid of the mailman. They don't answer the telephone.
Really?
Oh, yes. They're hiding. These are people that don't know how. They might be working, but they don't know how to budget the money they come in. So something has to be left aside so they can pay this. They, you know, pay rob Peter to pay Paul, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. I go in and I show them how to break it down in small pieces, mm-hmm. and pay everything with this one piece of budget, this mm-hmm. piece of money. Mm-hmm. You know, I have been nicknamed the whisperer because I can find money where people don't never see money.
Whoa.
And it's as small as you have a bank account and you're paying interest on that, on your money. Every time you take it out, they're going to charge you for that. That's the wrong bank for you. You go to banks where you don't have to pay for your money. That's your money in there. Why pay for it? Go to a credit union. Get a free checking account. Those are the kind of things you need to say. That little bit money saves. Mm. If you spend money every day on coffee, go every other day. That's another little bit of chunk of money.
Yeah.
So that's what I teach people how to do that. That my clients come out of debt. Mm. And live debt free. And I think everyone should have a financial abundance. Mm-hmm. And saving $5 bills gives you the chance of doing that, because this is money you're saving that does not affect your budget. This is a stash you have over here for those things you want to do, where you don't have to feel that you have to go into your budget to do that. Mm-hmm. My $5 stash has allowed me to go on vacation and come home with money, because I brought my $5 bills home with me. So how many times you go on vacation, come back broke? Brandy never does.
So say more about the $5 bill thing.
The $5 bills, because it started me off, it was the only money I had in my pocket. When years later, after I've gotten out of this trouble, years later, I was doing laundry. And as I was doing laundry, going through my pockets, another $5 bill came out. I said, this $5 bill is following me. It's it is telling me something. And from that point is when I started saving them. And I don't. I do not spend $5 bills. Give me a $5 bill from change, I am going to celebrate. I get happy. People look at me. I got a five. I got a five. I got a five. Because I know that the purpose of that $5 bill is so I will always have money. Mm. Never broke. Always have a five. And I have them all over the house. I collect them in piggy banks.
Wow. That's incredible. Huh, Shia? $5. Mm-hmm. I love that system. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I feel your passion.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think, you know, women, especially raising kids, we put all our money and funds into bills, household, kids. Mm. And we need something for ourselves. And if you can stash your $5 bills aside, you will have it for yourself. Mm. And you'll have, you know, you'll have extra money. And that's, you know, that's my goal.
So how do you, I mean, I think it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know how to save and they don't save.
Exactly.
And that's not a good thing.
Right.
But how do you not spend a $5 when you say you'll never be broke because you mm-hmm. know you have $5? Mm-hmm. So I'm not talking about you personally, Brandy, but just yes. anybody. You know, they're saving their $5. They have no money to their name and they have to, you know, spend a $5 to get something. I mean, how do you stop them from doing that? Or how do you encourage them to continue to save?
You don't stop from doing $5 bills. Like this, I play bunco once a month. And I have my bunco ladies saving $5 bills. And it's $10 to buy in. So one of the ladies say, I have $5 bills, but Brandy will kill me if I spend them. I say, no, you spend the fives when you have to. But you always have it if you keep saving them. Okay. Oh. My $5 bills go for things that I want to do outside of my budget. Go on trips, buy pearls, buy whatever I want. I have that $5 bills. You will, and it's odd to think, but once you start saving $5 bills, you have more money. It comes.
That's
you just have to start someplace. Mm-hmm. You know, we used to all save coins. Mm-hmm. We all save dollars at one time.
Exactly.
So you all, it's the same thing. It's just the $5 bills to me is a rare piece of money because you have a lot of ones, you have a lot of tens, you have a lot of twenties. They very seldom would put a five in any kind of the banks or in the stores. So they break it up any kind of way for change. So that $5 bills, I treat it like a rare piece of coin mm-hmm. or a pearl, I would say. Okay. And if you have one, then treasure it. Put it away. So it's there when you need it. But it doesn't have to be, you don't always have to be broke. So it's just there mm-hmm. when you need it. Mm-hmm. I've had friends that saved, that have never saved before, but they can save fives.
That makes sense. I can feel into that because I know a lot of people who could use this system because it's something. It's tangible.
It's tangible.
It's like, okay, right. Five.
And
it
grows
away.
Like this.
And
And if you saw it first time, you'll get a lot of fives. And then you'll stop getting fives because it's rare. And then they'll come, and when they come, then you celebrate. And I mean celebrate. I really do celebrate.
Like what? Example.
Do anything. Celebrations, anything, but just make a difference with that five. You make it special. It's like talking to your money. Have a relationship with your money.
But you spend it, though?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you just celebrate. Just, yeah,
celebrate like, that okay. I have one. Yeah. Okay. Celebrate that I have one.
Because if I wanted to go buy me a carrot cake, I can't spend that five.
You can spend the five. That carrot cake is for you. That $5 bill, you saved it maybe just for that carrot cake.
Oh, I see.
And you didn't have to go in your budget money. So you have five over here and budget over here.
Oh, okay.
So if you don't go money out of here, that $5 for that budget, of, you know, your carrot cake, mm-hmm. you have it over here. Nothing's affected in your budget.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
What's the average age or what's the age range that you work with?
Mm-hmm. I am so happy to say this. My average range has been from 35 on up, okay, the working class people. I just got my first client who just turned 18, a young man that's an entrepreneur and has called me and said, Brandy, I need you. He makes a lot of money. He spends just as fast.
Right.
So we have separated. So he has his savings account and he has his money to spend. And we put him in different, you know, areas. So, yeah, he's happy. So it could work anytime.
So how did he find out about you?
His aunt was at one of my events where I was speaking.
I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, word of mm-hmm. mouth.
Yes. Yes, I am a word of mouth mm-hmm. type of person.
Do you
people don't like talk about their money.
Yeah, Brandon, I know. I was going to say, I mean, I've heard people make like over, you know, six mm-hmm. figures, mm-hmm. 100,000. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I kind of get irritated, mm-hmm. to be honest with you, because they're talking about that they don't even know. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, yeah. they don't even know, like, they don't have enough money.
Right.
It's like,
right.
you're right. making that much, and how's yeah. your rent, and yeah. how much yeah. is this? Yeah. They don't know how to do that.
How to do that.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
You and me, we could yeah. do a lot with that, you know?
right. You absolutely. Yeah. You know, I have found with my customers, my clients, I've had them have no money, and they still paid me, and they still saved, to having all the money and just don't want to pay the bills, want to do everything else. So I come in and I do the bill paying so that they can have the extra. The clients over here, I have to teach them how to go out and get the money to come back and make, you know. But it's all, I love it. That's just what I do.
You know,
my heart gets really, really full when I can help someone pay off a bill that they've been working on for a long time.
Oh, that is so wonderful. Oh. And we can really see your passion here in the studio. And I hope the listeners out there can feel your passion.
Yeah, yeah,
I just want to take a quick break to thank Dennis Agnos for his donation, his pledge for $100. He's the winner of those tickets that Greg was talking about earlier at Grayton Resort for our Gay Pride concert. So thank you so much, Dennis. And let's get back to Brandy now. Talk about that money that Dennis just spent. That's
wow.
a good thing.
Thank
that
absolutely.
He did.
Absolutely. Yes. 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 Yes.
Really, really. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So that's really important. Mm-hmm. I know how I have my family members. Mm-hmm. I've seen so many people talk about mm-hmm. money issues. And mm-hmm. I love your mm-hmm. idea of the $5. It's yeah. tangible. There it is. Put it there. I can see, you know, little piggy banks get full, right?
Yes,
real quick.
Yes, real quick. Yes.
Right.
You know, and another thing about that is, with the way we are now in this world, we need to have our own. Okay. And if we don't, we're going to be in trouble. So my heart goes out. I want to train the young people now so that when they become my age and they're running for all these public offices, they know what a budget is. They know how to do a budget. It will be no more these states not having enough money, because someone will be able to step right in and say, I know how to do this. Mm-hmm. Okay. The parents need to start getting their kids around the kitchen table to teach them how to do it. But if you don't want to teach them, Brandy Jones will.
I know in today's teens, they have the credit yes. cards, they have the debit right. card, and they just right. go and take yes. out whatever yes. they want and have yes. no idea.
Yes, yes, yeah. yes. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Let's see. We have, just tell us about the radio show, and okay. then we'll move into a song break okay. and more pledging for money. So, yeah, Brandy, so tell us about your radio show.
I have a radio show from voiceamerica.com. It's an internet radio every Thursday. From 11 to 12 is every Thursday. And on my show, the name of the show is Journey to Balancing Your Life. And I picked that title not only for the financial part, because we talk a little bit about finances, but everyone has busy lives nowadays. And somewhere in those busy lives, we have to know how to balance it. So my guests come on, and I don't care who, what, where, they come on and they tell us about their life. Tell us one little tidbit, what you do to balance all your busyness so that someone else can take it too and balance their businesses. It's all about sharing with somebody else. That's it. That's what my heart's for. I give away a lot, because I want people to give away to somebody else. So just keep passing it on, passing it forward, like they say, just keep passing it on.
Mm-hmm. I love that you really go deep into a person and who they are mm-hmm. and allowing, you say, welcome out.
Yes.
Come on
yes.
out.
Yes.
I
yes.
love that.
Yes. Yes.
Because I was a guest on your show.
You were, and a wonderful one at that.
Thank you. And you were just, I mean, it's beautiful what you do and how you pull us all. I had another guy there. He was great.
Yeah.
And as we both were guests mm-hmm. and you just pulled us all together. I yeah. felt like I knew this guy forever
yes.
and we're best buds.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yes.
So you have
yes.
that big heartedness
mm-hmm.
and,
yes.
And I also want to appreciate you, your big heart, because we didn't know each other.
No.
And then you said, when I started putting out my private lies,
yes.
my play.
Yes.
And I was looking for people to take an ad, mm-hmm. and you say, I do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tearing up right now because I was really touched and moved by it. Like, wow, I see you on Facebook, but we're not tight and all of that. And you reached out to me, and I really appreciate it. And now we're friends.
Absolutely.
And I love that because we're kind of similar.
Love makes the world go round, doesn't it?
That's right.
Okay.
Brandy, you are something else.
Thank you.
I'm really happy that Diana introduced me to you.
Thank you. Yeah. Likewise. Yeah. Thank you.
And you're welcome. It is time for our music break. I want to remind our listeners out there that we are in our pledge drive. Our goal is to make $250 this hour. So if you want to hear more about that, we're going to listen to Greg tell you a little bit more about that. And then we're going to go into a most beautiful song that is just on our minds lately. Go for it, Greg.
Well, you are right. It is day two of KRCB's spring fundraiser, and Outbeat Radio does indeed have a goal to raise $250 this hour. Thanks to Dennis Agnos, we're well on our way to meeting that goal. And you can help us right now by calling 707-584-2020 and make a fully tax-deductible donation. We do have some amazing thank you gifts that you can check out on our website at donate.krcb.org. But we also have a very exclusive offer. We have just two of those VIP tickets left to the June 2nd Sonoma County Pride Concert with Steve Grant and Billy Gilman, courtesy of the Grayton Casino and Resort. These tickets aren't even available for purchase yet, but we will give them to the next caller who donates $100 to KRCB. That'll get us very close to that $250 goal. What a deal, right? Your donation right now will keep Outbeat Radio coming to you every Sunday night. So that number once again is 707-584-2020.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Move mountains, we gon' walk it out and move mountains. And I'll rise like the day, I'll rise unafraid, I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,008 times again. And I'll rise up, I like the waves, I'll rise up, in spite of the ache, I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,008 times again. Be you, be you, be you, be you. The silence is quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet. Move mountains, and I'll rise. For that we have each other. Of the egg. I will rise a thousand times again. And we'll rise up.
What a beautiful song. That was Andra Day, Rise Up. And if you all caught that miniseries about a month ago, I guess, that music was part of that miniseries. And boy, just beautiful. And we just had her on YouTube here. She's gorgeous, too. So we still have those pair of tickets, people. $100. We have a pledge. We need to raise $250 this hour. So if you want those tickets to the concert, Gay Pride Concert, June 2nd, Billy Gilmore from, I think he was on The Voice, yeah?
Yeah.
He's a fantastic singer, if you saw that. But anyway.
$100 would be great. And if you don't want the $100, send us $50. I mean, if you don't want the ticket, send us $50 or $25 or $5. Right, Brandy?
We'll right, take anything. Absolutely.
And we got to remember, though, that this is commercial-free programming for the LGBT community in Sonoma County and beyond. Like, my mom listens in Florida. We have a friend in Japan who listens in. So, I mean, we can reach everybody, even maybe places where being gay isn't the most legal of things or the most safe of things. You know, we got to keep us going. So your dollars will help us. Your $5 bills will help
Absolutely.
us.
Absolutely.
Hey, Brandy, you said something that was very, we're in studio with Brandy T. Jones, everybody. And Brandy, earlier you said that you knew you were lesbian, or at least you knew something was different at age 4. Mm-hmm. And I had a reaction to that. That's awfully young since, you know, I didn't know till I was 19. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us a little bit more about that in your life experience?
Age 4. Well, when everyone's supposed to be playing with dolls, I had a little girlfriend. Mm-hmm. The family, when my father traveled, we always had somebody else to travel with us. It was always families together. And this particular girl was in France, and she lived in an apartment down from us. We lived in this house, and it was a little studio apartment down, her and her mother and their father. And we always played together. And I knew that I liked little girls. I didn't play with little boys until I got older, but I didn't, I wanted their sisters. Mm. But at age 4, we would play a lot of house. And I just grew up looking at little girls all the time. It just was something felt really normal, really nice, And as I grew older, I was more attracted. Yes, of course, I've gotten married and I had a child, and all that was the instrument of my mother and father. You're supposed to be married. You're supposed to have kids and blah, blah, blah. I did what I was supposed to do. But I always had this thing. It was not complete. Something was missing. I wasn't feeling connected. I didn't enjoy all those times I had to put on that smiley face. So I just said, this is enough. When I get in 30s, I'm grown. I'm old enough. I can do what I want to do now. It was so at age of 21, I wanted to go to the military. And my father told me no. And his reason was because he didn't want me to be funny.
Oh.
And I said, funny? He said, yes. But guess what, Dad?
At 21, you didn't say that.
For those of the listeners that don't know what funny means.
Black thing.
Yeah.
In the South, I'm from Florida originally. And that was something we always would say if you wasn't, they didn't say straight either. The opposite was funny. You liked the same sex. And I had a cousin that was, so we always say he was funny, that kind of stuff. But mm-hmm. I grew up being funny anyway.
So you
know about funny. We did the same thing in Louisiana.
Yeah.
So.
I haven't heard that in so long.
I know.
So I just have another question. You said you came out in your when you were 38
in
or
my
30s, in your 30s.
Yeah.
So I'm curious about the age of your daughter and how she took it.
My daughter was with me. I came out in Los Angeles, California, and my daughter was there with me. It's been only her and I always, you know. Her father's in the picture, but it was just her and I because we was always together. And I just set her down and explained it to her. I went out looking for my first woman. I knew that I was tired of men. I needed to do something different. I had a friend that I thought liked women because she had always saw with girls, okay, with women. And I asked her one day, and she said yes. Well, she was in a relationship, so I had to wait. So when she broke up, I invited her over, and that was it. So then I had to introduce my daughter to her and explain to her what was going on. She was okay with it until she went back to Florida to my mother's in the summer. Then it started changing, but we have a good relationship. It was just a matter of talking with her and explaining it to her and me living my life. And she wants me to be happy more than anything. So it's all good.
Okay, so let's slow it down a little bit. No, because I'm curious. I'm so curious about your daughter. And your daughter and the woman. Mm-hmm. So there was something about this woman that you were attracted to and that you took a risk. Look at you, leaned in.
I did.
See, I'm following you. You leaned
in. I did.
So tell me about that.
Well, we've been friends, you know, and was always in the church. In fact, I was on the usher board, so she was one of my usher friends, okay? And my daughter didn't know her.
Oh.
So it wasn't a shock. The shock was that Mama loved this woman. And it started out, I loved her versus I like her. We didn't do any dating. We became a relationship family right then and there. And she asked questions. I allowed her to ask questions, and I told her whatever she wanted to know.
Okay.
I've always been straight up with my daughter. If you ask, you expect to know, and I tell you. Mm-hmm. So that's what it was.
And so you patiently waited for this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she just happened to leave her partner.
Mm-hmm. No, she did. They were on the way out anyway. I had nothing to do with that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had nothing to do with that.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
And so, so you got together. Okay. And so did you become partners or lovers or whatever you call
it? We became lovers and we were together for 5 years, broke up. I came up to Northern California. About 6 months after I got here, she followed me up here. And we became friends. We've been friends for years. We're still friends.
Mm-hmm. And?
No, not a relationship of friends.
But just friends. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And so are you, so how did your parents, are they still alive or?
My father's dead and he died without me telling him that I was a lesbian. Mm-hmm. Because my mother, when she found out about it, is during the time that Sandy and I were breaking up and she called and I was crying. And I said, I just lost my friend. And she said, that's okay. You'll find more friends. I said, you don't understand. And I had explained to her what had been going on. Because she's in Florida and I'm in California. She was okay with it because, you know, well, Mama loved you anyway, that kind of thing. But my mother is a Baptist. And she was not going with the Baptist, with the religion, it was a different thing for her. So she wore two hats for a long time. This is my daughter, and no one had to know about my secret. So she separated me from the rest of the family as far as telling them. My daughter knew, and my daughter told her husband when she got married that I was. And he was okay. He's a minister. He was okay with it. My brother did not learn about it until many years later. And I told it. Without my mother's permission, but I told it anyway because I want to live my life and I don't want no one else to live my life for me.
Do you have regrets as far as not being able to tell your father?
Yes and no. My father and I wasn't close for many years, so it didn't matter. But then the other side of me would like for him to have heard it from me. You know, he probably suspected it because he never saw me with a guy after I decided to come out with the woman. He never saw it, so he might have suspected it. But I'd like people to know. If you want to know, I want you to hear from me. And that way you know the truth about me.
Mm-hmm. So, wow. Mm-hmm. So, 38, uh-huh, when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're in relationship now? Or? Uh-oh.
She's laughing, everybody.
Oh, she's laughing, y'all. I must have hit something.
I have a lady in my life. We're taking a break. I'll put it like that. Mm-hmm. We're taking a break. Mm-hmm. I don't know where we are right now, but we are still friends.
Mm-hmm. Friends, okay.
Yes.
Wow. And what about other relatives? I mean, Florida and family.
I don't have many other relatives alive. Mm-hmm. So it's not discussed. It's, you know, when I go home, it's not discussed about what, you know, who I am or what I am. I'm Brandy. That's mm-hmm. it, you know. So
wow.
I can't share that part because of their bringing up in the Baptist church. But, you know, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Does it ever get in the way of you when you're presenting yourself and people ask you who you are?
No.
No?
Uh-huh. I tell it.
Uh-huh.
I am Brandy T. Jones and I am a lesbian.
Wow, how did that sound coming off your mouth?
Sounds good to me. How did it sound to you?
It sounds like somebody who's proud, who has nothing to hide.
I don't have anything to hide. I hid for many years, you know?
What did that do to you?
Yeah.
Hiding?
Yes.
It created a whole lot of problems inside of me.
Like?
You know, like, I would have nightmares at night that someone's going to find out my secret. But once you tell it, it's no secret. So you can live your life.
So then your nightmares.
Nightmares just went away. I don't have that problem anymore. It's, you know, and I met some new friends and I said, you know, I'm a lesbian. I tell people I'm a lesbian. And a lot of people said, well, you don't look like a lesbian. I said, what is a lesbian supposed to look like?
Oh.
You know? And they said, well, you can go either way. I said, but I choose not to. I've hidden for many, many years. I want to be out and stay out. Mm. And it doesn't affect it. No one really cares because my business is my business. And if I tell it, then I want you to know my business. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is who I am.
And
people get to love me because of my smile first anyway. So mm-hmm. What is it?
Do you have a website?
I do have a website. It's www.intheredcom.
And can you spell in the red?
ENDTHERED.
All lowercase.
All lowercase.
Okay. That's so great, Sharon. One more time.
www.endtheredcom.
.com. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. I think people would like to see what you look like because you have this infectious laugh, you know, and I'm sure they're very curious. And plus, you know, if you want clients or you want people to know what you do, I mean, you have a beautiful postcard right here. It has a little pink piggy bank with that $5 bill coming up.
$5 bills coming up.
Logo.
That's the logo. Yeah, that's your logo, huh? Mm-hmm. And it says, every $5 matters because you matter.
Right.
That's your
absolutely.
That's your like little, what do they call that? Jingle or something?
That's my motto.
Your motto. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so Brandy Jones, end the red. End it. Okay, mm-hmm. Good. Mm-hmm. Great.
They can also call me 510-520-1715.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's 510-520-1715. And you might as well give them your Gmail address as well. Why not?
endtheredbrandy@gmail.com.
Okay, good. So we know we have all your contact information,
yes.
Everybody. And if there's any listeners out there, I want to remind you that this is our pledge drive for KRCB. And we would love for you to donate. This hour, we are trying to raise $250, and we are well on our way with Dennis's contribution. We have one more set of tickets to give away for that wonderful Pride concert on June 2nd at Grayton Resort. And Grayton Resort's been very, very supportive of us in the past, and we'd like to support them as well. So we're all going to be out there in high numbers. And we might as well say there's a rally coming up on the 3rd, and Diana's going to be speaking at it. So come on. And Greg, our engineer, is going to be emceeing the rally. It's on June 3rd. And then we have the carnival, the parade, the whole thing at Gardenville on the 4th. So it's going to be quite a weekend on the June 2nd weekend. And then we have our show that night. And that show, we're going to be running the rally. So anyway, getting back to Brandy now for that little break. Oh, if you want to call, it's 707-584-2020. Think clear vision. 2020. I see it now. KRCB will survive with my money. 584-2020. Or you can go online at donate.krcb.org.
Great.
Brandy, getting back to you and your books, you said that you would mention it later about your books. You said that they are available at Amazon.com. Can you tell us a little more about how we can look at these books or buy these books?
You can go on Amazon.com and go by the title, and Diana's going to tell you the title of the books. And then the one that's coming out in November, if anyone's interested in that, and if you say you heard me on this show, I will send you an autographed copy.
Wow.
Wow.
Bloom where you're planted and shine.
That's the one in November.
November.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Bloom where you're planted and shine.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful
title. And that's the coming out story.
Wow. That's your coming out story. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't wait to read that one because we have some missing pieces here today. She's saving it for the book. And then the one before, Come Out of Hiding and Shine.
And that's the one with all the traveling and not having roots, not having a real foundation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Live your life. So there's other. So on your website, they all be...
Well, that's quite an accomplishment, all these books. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's really exciting to have all those books. So tell us, how was it? You know, your coach said, I think you need to lean into this opportunity. And you said, me? And then you found somebody to help you write them, your ghostwriter. Mm-hmm. So how is it now that you're a published author? How is that for you? How does that make you feel inside?
Well, it's a relief, but number one, mainly because I'm getting my stories told. And number two is I just feel, you know, like being a lesbian. I like sharing, okay? I like helping. My other hat is I'm a care manager. So my heart is big and I know it. So all these things that I do is to benefit somebody else. I don't know that person yet. But if they could read my book and it can touch them, my information's in the books, they can always reach out to me. So that's all I'm here for. I'm here to share what I have and to give away what I can. Mm. And that's what I do.
So sure. another hat. Care manager.
Care manager.
Okay, maybe there's a few more. So what's a care manager? What's your role?
I manage elderly people. I have two clients right now. One's sick. Well, they're both sick. One's 91 and one's in her 70s. Mm-hmm. And I manage them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I make sure they're okay. I provide caregivers for them and take them shopping and, you know, that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Is there another hat that we don't know? Seems like that. I think that's probably we delve a little deeper, don't you think, Cher?
I'm just going over my mind everything that you've done, like an author, a financial consultant, a speaker, an educator, a radio show host. I mean, where do you, and now a care, what did you call it? Care manager.
Uh-huh.
So where do you find all the time to do all this, Brandy?
I carry my calendar with me. I do have my own day. I have a Brandy day where I take care of me. So that goes to get facials and fingernails, and I take myself out to dinner or to lunch.
That's one day
of month.
A month.
On a Wednesday.
Oh.
Wednesday Brandy Care Day.
Oh.
Yes. But no, you know, I retired in 2009. And I retired to be able to do the things I want to do on my own schedule. So everything I do is on my own time. And I pick my time. I'm an early bird, so I'm usually done before 12.
Whoa.
I'm done.
Wow.
I'm done. And then I have the rest of the day to play.
Play. I was going to ask you about play. So hobbies and pastime. Yes. What do you like to do for fun?
I like going to movies. I'm not a cook at home because it's only me. So I go out a lot. And I have friends that we say, let's go eat. We go eat, you know. And I read, you know, and I do the things everybody else do. I have a great time just playing. If you call me anytime, I'm ready.
Oh, okay. You don't have to ask us twice. But we are getting near to the end of our show. So we always like to ask our guests for words of wisdom to our listeners. Okay. So what do you want people to know?
The main thing I want everyone to know is, you know, be open. Be open for yourself, number one. And being open for others means you might help someone along the way. And in this world, we need as many openness as possible. We need to share our house, share our hearts with others, because somebody is struggling. Someone doesn't know. And if you've been there, done that, then you can support them. So reach back and grab somebody else's hand and bring them along with you.
That is beautiful advice. That's wonderful advice. Yes. I'm curious, though, for someone who's listening and they think, I don't have anything to offer, how can I reach back?
Call 510-520-1715, and we can do it together.
Oh, look at that big old heart.
That is beautiful, wow. Brandy. We want to thank you so much for being on our show tonight.
Thank you. It was an honor.
I want to just say briefly, though, I want to thank you, too. Mm-hmm. But as far as you wanting to come out, is there any one sentence you can say to anybody about that? Because you had to hold back for so long and lose yourself. Is there any words that you can say?
Again, coming out is like anything else. Find someone that has done it before you and ask them for help.
Ask for help.
Reach back.
Mm-hmm. Like it.
Beautiful.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Brandy. Remember, everybody, like Brandy, you too can lean in and be living proof that through sharing your passions, you can use your creativity as another way to help the world. You too can be visible and vibrant in telling your story. This is Diana and Sheridan, and we'll be back next month. Until then, good night.
Can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my way. Can't stop me now. And you can do the same. Yeah. What have you done today to make you feel proud? It's never. So many answers, I don't know.
There are so many answers.
Realize that to question is how we grow.
To question is to grow.
So I step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my way. Can't stop.
Special thanks to our guest tonight, Brandy Jones, who just supported public radio with her donation to KRCB. Thank you very much. Tune in next Sunday night to Outbeat Music with Michaela Kennan. That's at 8 p.m. and only here on KRCB FM Radio 91. And also our thanks to the Graton Casino and Resort for their donation of tickets tonight. The 30th Sonoma County Pride Celebration takes place this year, June 2nd through June 4th, starting with a special concert featuring Steve Grand and Billy Gilman. You can find out more information by going to links on our page at outbeatnews.com. And our spring fundraiser continues tonight. You can support KRCB and public radio anytime tonight by going online and making a fully tax-deductible donation. We have all kinds of music and more ways to say thank you. So go online now and take a look. It's donate.krcb.org and pick out that perfect gift for you. Thank you much in advance for your contribution. So what have you done today to make you feel proud? What have you done today? Yeah, let me hear ya. What have you done today? What have you done today?
Daily Acts helps people live more sustainably by reclaiming the power of daily actions.
Once people have seen a sustainable vision and they've built skills, then we get people together and we do stuff. We go out and we transform landscapes from front yards to city hall and public parks. And we install things like gray water and rainwater catchment systems.
KRCB and Sonoma Wine Country Weekend encourage you to protect our environment. Find out more at dailyacts.org.
You're listening to KRCB-FM Windsor Santa Rosa Radio 91, online all the time at krcb.org. It is just before 9 p.m. Stay with us. Open Space District is next.